Good morning and welcome to the Morning Dose. Everything you need to know before the market opens.
Good morning. Equity futures are pointing to a modestly higher open, trying to start the new week on the right foot after a bit of a mixed finish on Friday.
Right, we saw gains for the week, but Friday session faded a bit. What's driving this morning's optimism?
It's all about the Fed. Last week's soft labor market data has the market now fully, and I mean fully, pricing in a 25 basis point rate cut at the September meeting. The path of least resistance seems to be up. For now.
For now. There's always a but, isn't there? What's the big hurdle for the market this week?
Inflation. That's the word of the week. We get the Producer Price Index, or PPI, on Wednesday, and then the main event, the Consumer Price Index, CPI, on Thursday. A September cut might be locked in, but hotter than expected inflation could really pour cold water on hopes for more cuts in October and December.
And we won't hear a peep from the Fed to calm any nerves, right?
Exactly. They're in the blackout period ahead of next week's meeting. So the market is flying blind and will have to interpret this data all on its own. It could get choppy.
Got it. So a quiet start before the inflation storm. How did the overseas markets handle this setup?
They took the positive cue and ran with it. Asia was mostly higher, with Japan's Nikkei jumping 1.5% after Prime Minister Ishiba resigned. Europe is also seeing a solid start, with the DAX and CAC both up around 0.5%.
A global risk-on mood to start the week. Let's talk about some individual names making news. It's a pretty light week for earnings, but what's on the radar?
You're right, it's light, but there are a few movers. Planet Labs, ticker PL, beat on both earnings and revenue, and also guided higher for the third quarter. That's a clean beat. But on the other side of the coin, you have New Fortress Energy, NFE, which missed estimates by a mile and is gapping down over 15% pre-market.
Ouch. A tale of two very different reports. I'm seeing a lot of buzz around a couple of popular stocks joining a major index.
Yes, this is big news for traders. AppLovin, ticker APP, and Robinhood, HOOD, are both set to join the S&P 500. You're seeing both stocks pop on that news. AppLovin is up over 7%, and Robinhood is up over 8%. That index inclusion forces funds to buy, so it's a powerful catalyst.
Definitely a nice boost for them. And in the M&A world, PNC is making a move.
That's right. PNC confirmed plans to acquire First Bank. This is a significant deal that grows their presence in Colorado and Arizona, a solid strategic move for them.
Okay, let's look at the biggest pre-market movers. I'm seeing one stock that is absolutely flying. RAPP is up 165%.
Incredible, isn't it? That's Rapport Therapeutics. They announced positive top-line results from a phase 2 trial for a seizure treatment. This is the kind of news that can completely change the story for a biotech company.
A life-changing move for that stock. Any other notable movers?
Absolutely. EchoStar, SATS, is up over 35% after announcing a deal to sell its spectrum licenses to SpaceX. And on the downside, besides NFE, Summit Therapeutics, SMMT, is getting hit hard, down over 20% on follow-up data from a clinical trial.
So lots of single-stock stories driving the action. What are the analysts saying this morning? Any big upgrades or downgrades?
A few caught my eye. Chewy, the pet e-commerce company, got an upgrade to outperform from Mizuho. Viva Systems also got a nice bump to overweight from JP Morgan. But it wasn't all positive. Alphabet, Google's parent company, actually got a downgrade to accumulate from buy at Phillips Securities.
Interesting to see a little pressure on a mega-cap name like Google. So let's tie this all together. The sentiment seems to be, quote, cautiously bullish. How does that square with the technicals?
That's the perfect description. While futures are green, the intraday charts for the SPY and QQQ showed some weakness into the close on Friday. We saw volume pick up on those dips, which suggests some selling pressure is lurking. The VXX, which tracks volatility, is also ticking up a bit. It tells me traders are a little wary under the surface.
So what are the key levels traders need to be watching at the opening bell?
For the S&P 500 ETF, SPY, the big psychological level is 650. That's your resistance. If we can break and hold above that, the bulls are in control. If we get rejected, look for a test of support around the 647 to 648 area. For the NASDAQ ETF, QQQ, keep an eye on 580 as resistance and 577 as support.
So the big takeaway for today is that we're in a holding pattern ahead of the main event?
Exactly. The market is waiting for that inflation data on Wednesday and Thursday. The narrative right now is that a September cut is coming, but that could change in a heartbeat. Today, Watch those key technical levels. Be nimble, because the real fireworks are likely coming later this week.
Great insights to get us started. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for listening to The Morning Dose. We'll be back tomorrow to get you ready for the opening bell.